Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, aka Be True. God grant me the word to speak about. And for the past week, have been able to call if you would like to. The topic, of course, is coronavirus, COVID-19. The topic that's on everyone's mind, right? So the number is 646-787-1578. Scar missed me not long ago. I don't know if he's going to call us, but really looking forward to getting a talk with him in the very near future. Remember, on Sunday, special guest will be Sean Alexander Hamilton, author, publisher, actor, playwright. Oh, my goodness, he's an educator. And also, he is one of the moderators for the James Franco Project, a group that I created back in June 2017. And so he's one of the amazing leaders, moderators of the group. So a big shout out to all the members and all the moderators of the James Franco Project and Save Dallas Pages. And, of course, thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports from March the 21st. 2011. Now, thank you, blogtalkradio.com, for being so supportive also. And you all know, have an amazing picture at blogtalkradio.com. That's how Scar and I befriended one another. With he co-hosting a friend, Little Flip, Flyboy Radio broadcast right here on Blog Talk Radio. The three inspirations before I started my podcast: Mark Cuban's brother, Brian Cuban's Rant Revolution, Zane's podcast, and Flip's podcast, Flyboy Radio. And speaking of Mark Cuban, he was on the ABC News show that airs during noon today, discussing the pandemic. And I shared some articles. I pretty much share, speaking of Make Money Monday, especially on Mondays, Motivating Monday, early part of the week, I like to share quotes and YouTube videos from the likes of Mark Cuban, Damon John, Dan Pena, I love him, and Tony Robbins and Les Brown, you know, just people that really like inspire us, and Robert Kiyosaki and his wife. So Make Money Monday, it's dealing with the pandemic. I received the famous Trump letter today. I didn't know what was going on because still in the refund check. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting a letter from the IRS. And I'm like, okay, but it was regarding the stimulus check. It's the letter that many of you have told me you have received. And I remember the layout. Mailing some, I would have put a signature on the checks, but I received the letter today. I'm like, oh my God, I'm already receiving my refund check. I'm like, it was nothing else I had to do. But thank you, President, for the letter. I hope my refund check comes soon too, and the SBA loans that I applied for too in the near future. But I will continue to. Remember, visit SBA.gov, visit RS.gov if you have any questions regarding stimulus checks and any other IRS information. Now, the Treasury Department, you know what, I never visit the website just to get information, but that's something I need to do, not just for my own knowledge, but definitely to provide right here doing the podcast, because this is what the podcast is all about. It's informing and also to be entertaining also. But during this pandemic, is, you know, first thing first, we need to discuss and talk about coronavirus, COVID-19, other important things that have been happening before coronavirus, COVID-19 reared ugly head up on us. But also, again, I think the stats before show. So, like yesterday, I would like to thank the five top countries countries that are top listeners, you know, with the most listenership of Cause It's Like Entertainment Reports right here on Blog Talk Radio. And of course, my nephew is Canada, China, UK, and Morocco. US, Canada, China, UK, and Morocco. And everybody that tunes in from the smallest village and town to the largest city. Thank you. Definitely appreciate your support. If you have us listeners since March 21st, 2011, or new listeners, thank you so much. And I will do my best also to promote small entrepreneurs and small business owners, and also the big business that we love so much. So much love out to JCPenney, who's filing bankruptcy and going through so much. JCPenney have always been a favorite, like Sears and oh my goodness. Do you remember Spiegel? I was a girl, so there were three catalogs I really loved. Well, more, I like looking at Neiman Marcus also. Sears, JCPenney, Spiegel, Neiman Marcus. I mean, Christmas catalog. I mean, I hate catalogs. Seems like some kind of way stores could have kept the Christmas catalog. And those amazing clearance sales catalogs, you know, even through this wonderful world of the internet. But the call in number is 646-787-1578. And please excuse the background. Going to venture off the screen. If you call in, when you call in, I will get your call. But I would like to look at like real time information that is going on right now regarding coronavirus. Here in the state of, pretty much the USA has reopened. The world is gradually reopening. The state of Mississippi, my native state of Mississippi, is reopening, going through phases. Mississippi has been in a phase. Still, the capital city, our mayor, Lumumba, he's very strict. He want to keep cases low and deaths low, like all over the world. Leaders and citizens would like to do that. Even those that are like, hey, I'm doing my thing, you know. And our governor, he chose the phase, going through phases, phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four. We're going through the phases and big shout out to Texas. Also, Texas is that opens up, but also Governor Abbott is doing a phase out situation also. But I think 49 states have already lightened their restrictions. It's mandatory here in Jackson to wear a facial covering when out in public. You know, but you know, some people are like rebelling, but as seen on our ABC affiliate 16 of APT News, some people are rebelling. You know, they just want their freedom and don't want to wear a mask or anything. But it's people are not being asked to wear masks or face coverings, scarves, bandanas. Just cover your face with whatever, you know. To protect yourself and to protect others. So, yesterday's show was pretty cool. So, I mentioned also some of the, there are films that are going to be released in the summer that will still be released, and I posted that throughout social media. Also, thank you to those that have sent me information and also sent me your media kits and your music. Remember, it is important to send file MP3, WAV, and WMA files in that format, okay? So, I'm going to go over some of the information that I went over yesterday from the CDC's website regarding coronavirus, COVID-19. And since my city, native city of Jackson, and then all over the world were following the CDC guidelines. It is important to repeat situations, to repeat the importance of the guidelines. Also, now the president is taking that medicine that they're trying to get approved to be the vaccine. It's on it the past week and a half. Some people are like against it. Really, if I was the president, I would do the same thing. I mean, really, Terry and I, my love, he and I, if we could, we would. But I know they're saying that it could cause health problems, I think, and you only should ingest it in a hospital setting or if, you know, prescribed for what it is intended for. But I pretty much do not blame the president on this one. Because if Terry and I, my love, my hubby, if we could, we would. If something is safe, and I have told my doctor, my PCP, who was well-versed on coronavirus, and when it was first announced in Wuhan, Dr. Tim Quinn, on his page and on our affiliate here in Jackson, CBS, Channel 12, he always discussed coronavirus. And now he is, I need to reshare some of his recent videos, he and his wife of videos, educating us on what we can do to live healthier lives and try to live new normal lives also. But I'm going to share from the CDC website like I did on yesterday's show. And definitely listen. I went in depth because everybody does not have access to the website. And so I think with listeners worldwide, I think it's important that I share vital information. Also, it's an entertainment lifestyle show, and this pandemic is all about, it has affected our entire lives. All of us are in self-isolation, quarantine lifestyles. We're altering our lives. But things that you need to know, that we all need to know, are, and excuse my little raspy voice, anyone can have mild or severe symptoms. Older adults and people who have severe underlying medical conditions, like heart or lung disease or diabetes, seem to be at higher risk for developing more serious complications from COVID-19 illness. What are symptoms? People with COVID-19 have had a wide range of symptoms reported, ranging from mild symptoms to severe illnesses. Symptoms may appear 2 to 14 days after exposure to the virus. Again, symptoms may appear 2 to 14 days after exposure to the virus. People with these symptoms may have COVID-19. Cough, shortness of breath, or difficulty breathing, fever, chills, muscle pain, sore throat, new loss of taste or smell. I definitely will be wondering if I have lost the smell or taste. No joke. Again, and repeat. And excuse my phone, if I can stop it from, I don't know why all of them, let me see, if I can stop the beeping noise, I will. Okay, I think I have it taken care of. Watch for, the symptoms again, let me repeat. Symptoms may appear 2 to 14 days after exposure to a virus. People with these symptoms may have COVID-19, cough, shortness of breath, or difficulty breathing, fever, chills, muscle pain, sore throat, new loss of taste or smell. This list is not all possible symptoms. Other less common symptoms have been reported, including gastrointestinal symptoms like nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. And yesterday I clicked on the self checker, because on the website there is a self checker, and it would take you through the process. I'm live on air, so after the show, I didn't do it yesterday, but after the show tonight, I need to, you know, do the self checker and see exactly, go as far as I can with it. But then it goes on to say on the CDC website, when to seek emergency medical attention. Look for emergency warning signs for COVID-19. If someone is showing any of these signs, seek emergency medical care immediately. Trouble breathing, persistent pain, pressure in the chest, new confusion, inability to awake or stay awake, bluish lips or face. This list is not all possible symptoms, but please call your medical provider for any symptoms that are severe or concerning to you. So if it concerns you or any of your loved ones, and maybe just somebody you're next to on a bus or in an assembly or something, you know, take heed and let's all pay attention. I'm even thinking and looking and paying attention, you know, because we don't want to brush things off, you know, you think might be minor, you know, but, you know, some people are eight and don't show no sign. Call 911 or call ahead to your local emergency facility. Notify the operator that you're seeking care for someone who has or may have COVID-19. Caring for yourself or others, how to protect yourself. And remember, trying to spread. Ways to protect ourselves. Older adults and people who have underlying medical conditions like heart or lung disease or diabetes seem to be at higher risk for developing serious complications from COVID-19 illness. And then there's more information on the website for those that are higher risk for serious illnesses. And really, if you have higher risk, you're really being asked to stay in, you know, to self-isolate and quarantine. It's important for us to know how COVID-19 spreads. There is currently no vaccine to prevent coronavirus disease. 2019, aka COVID-19. The best way to prevent illness is to avoid being exposed to the virus, period. The virus is thought to spread mainly from person to person, between people who are in close contact with one another within about 6 feet. The respiratory droplets produced when an infected person coughs, sneezes, or talks. These droplets can land in the mouths or noses of people who are nearby or possibly be inhaled into the lungs. Some recent studies suggested that COVID-19 may be spread by people who are not showing symptoms. Everyone should wash your hands often. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after you've been in a public place, after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. If soap and water are not readily available, use a hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Cover all surfaces of your hands and rub them together until they feel dry. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Also, avoid close contact. Avoid close contact with people who are sick, inside your home. If possible, maintain 6 feet between a person who is sick and other household members. Put distance between yourself and other people outside of your home. Remember, some people without symptoms may be able to spread the virus. Stay at least 6 feet, about 2 arms length, from other people. 2 arms length. Do not gather in groups. Stay out of crowded places and avoid mass gatherings. Wow, I've seen some news reports today. Wow, you wouldn't even know coronavirus exists. Keeping distance from others is especially important for people who are at higher risk of being very sick. Cover your mouth and nose with a cloth face cover when around others. to spread COVID-19 to others if you do not feel sick. Everyone should wear a cloth face cover. We have to go out in public. And our mayor, Lumumba, he is definitely following that guideline, and also the governor. And many businesses, they have face masks. If you don't have one yourself or face covered, they have face masks at the entry of their business. I think cloth face coverings should not be placed on young children under 2. I have seen babies with face masks on. I have. Anyone who has trouble breathing or is unconscious, incapacitated, or otherwise unable to remove the mask without assistance. The cloth face cover is meant to protect other people in case you are infected. Do not use a face mask meant for a healthcare worker. Continue to keep about 6 feet between yourself and others. The cloth face cover is not a substitute for social distancing. Cover coughs and sneezes. If you are in a private setting, do not have on your cloth face covering. Remember to always cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you cough or sneeze or use the inside of your elbow. Throw used tissues in the trash. Immediately wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. If soap and water are not readily available, clean your hands with sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces daily. This includes tablets, doorknobs, light switches, countertops, handles, desks, phones, keyboards, toilets, faucets, and sinks. But, you know, those are things that we do anyway, right? But now we really like double, triple. If surfaces are dirty, clean them. Use detergent or soap water prior to disinfection. And so they're not asking us to use industrial strength products. But, you know, the basic household products that we've been using anyway. We just need to up our game on. Use a household disinfectant. And the CDC has a hand washing video, so I am going to reshare this video, copying the link now. But I will, matter of fact, I'm going to reshare this now. Right now, it is on Terry and I personal page. Thank you all for liking and following our public brand page, Being Beth and Terry Life, and also following me, Beth Entrepreneur, on IG, and also Terry and I, Being Beth.TerryLife on IG, and also the James Frankel Project Group on IG. And I'm back on LinkedIn, active, so thank you all for networking with me there. Thank you for the amazing friend request. I'm always at 5,000. I confirm when I can. But then also, the Culture Shock Entertainment have a page. I have Bethany B. True Williams page. And there's the James Franco group, the Save Dallas group. Those pages and groups that I've created, but then also I'm a member of some amazing groups too. Thank you all for inviting me to your pages, different churches and ministries and business owners and advocates. A big shout out to No Labels that I am a longtime member of. And as of the past few weeks, I am a new member of the steering committee, one of the top leaders with the 100-member steering committee. And we had an amazing meeting today. No Labels, you know, is comprised of Republicans, Democrats, independents, people that just want to be a political process of us coming together, problem solving together. And on Wednesday, we're going to have an amazing Zoom meeting, and you all are invited. I've been sharing throughout my social media, and definitely we invite you to come to this meeting on Zoom on Wednesday. So I'm going to share after the broadcast also. But I just shared on Beth Terry, and then I share on my personal page and also through our social media on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And it's an amazing video that the CDC has. And I hope to be to post some other PSAs real soon. Let's see if you can hear this.
Hello, Dr. John Jernigan, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Your doctor has chosen to admit you to this facility because you need high-quality medical care. The healthcare provider here want to do everything they can to help you get well and to avoid complications. You came to the hospital to get well, but you should know that each year in the United States, patients get more than 1 million infections in hospital while they're being treated for something else. Examples of infections patients can get in the hospital include infections in their bloodstream, surgical wound, or urinary tract, as well as pneumonia. These infections can be serious and hard to treat, but there's one simple thing you and your family can do to help prevent these infections. Wash your hands and make sure that everyone who touches you, including your doctor, cleanses their hands too. Patients and their loved ones who take an active role and become involved in their treatment may have better experiences in the hospital than those who don't. In the following video, you'll see how easy it is to be involved in your care and make sure everyone around you washes their hands.
Hand hygiene saves lives.
Hi, I'm Gail. Now that you've been admitted to the hospital, I'm here to tell you about the single most important thing you can do to help prevent infections. Everyone around you must practice proper hand hygiene. This means that people should wash their hands either with soap and water or use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. You and your loved ones should wash your hands very often, especially after touching objects or surface in the hospital room, before eating, and after using the restroom. It is important that healthcare providers, including doctors and nurses, either wash their hands with soap and water or use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer every time, both before and after they touch you. Healthcare providers know to practice hand hygiene, but sometimes they forget. You and your loved ones can play a role in asking and reminding healthcare providers to wash their hands, especially while they're caring for you. You shouldn't feel embarrassed to ask everyone, including doctors and nurses, to wash their hands. They really want to do all they can to help prevent you from getting an infection. Let's check in on some patients.
Steven, I know that you washed your hands a little while ago. Would you mind washing them again?
Sure, Mom.
It's important to remember that healthcare providers aren't the only ones who need to practice hand hygiene. Patients and visitors should also wash their hands very often, especially after touching surfaces in the patient's room, before eating, and after using the restroom. Our patient's son could have also used an alcohol-based hand sanitizer to cleanse his hands. Both of these practices can help prevent the spread of germs. Let's take a look in another patient's room.
Hello. How is the patient doing today?
About the same, I think.
Well, I'm just going to examine him briefly.
Doctor, I'm embarrassed to even ask you this, but would you mind cleansing your hands before you begin?
Oh, I washed them right before I came in the room.
If you wouldn't mind, I'd like you to do it again in front of me.
Sure, no problem.
Thanks.
Well, the video stopped. I am every share on Beth and Gary page, and also I'll really share it throughout social media, and also it can be found on the CDC website. But you know, you heard, I mean, that was straight from doctors and nurses' mouths. No, not actors, but real doctors and nurses discussing the importance of keeping our personal hygiene, our hands, our personal hygiene in check, and keeping our hands in check. So I'm going to check and see if anyone has called in and get back to looking at more updated info regarding COVID-19. Here in the state of Mississippi, restaurants are opening. The casinos will be back in business. Waterview, I hope you all still have those jobs that you offered me back in February. Waterview and all the other casinos in Missouri are closed and local Mississippi. Throughout Mississippi, reservations are not will be open. And again, restaurants, they're preparing for dining. If they're not open, they're working on it. And also, sadly, some restaurants are not coming back. I mean, we wish, but some are not coming back, sadly. But hopefully they can come back in a new form. Hopefully, you know, probably those that want to restart will restart again. Those of us who struggled before coronavirus and not doing it, hopefully, you know, everything's back to normal, or we'll get to a good place, a good norm. But right now I'm trying to get to the studio so I can see if any calls are in. And remember, again, on Sunday, Sean Alexander Hamilton will be the guest. So members of the James Franco group, if you are peers with Sean, Arthur Sean, an acting or a student of his, definitely chime in. If you'd like to know more about his books, I mean, his books are, the two that I have read are amazing. I do need to read the new book, Don't Chase Your Dreams, Catch Him. He is promoting his new book. But the two books that he released late last spring, early summer, I must read. And as of yesterday, I said we need to start a book club. So these are the two books, and his third book, his new book, are books that we should be reading. And if you have any questions on Sunday, it would be good if you have at least started to read. But Understanding and Mending Broken Paths by Sean Alexander Hamilton and Defeat Financial Anger are two amazing books, and I will reread them. But these are the kind of books that you can refer back to also. If you have called in, Scar might have called in, Terry might have called in. Terry often tells me he would like to be a part of the show, and we have some amazing discussions and some things he really would like to discuss. Oh, NFL, right before I came on the scene, where NFL was really working on being very diverse with the hiring of coaches. So a big shout out to the NFL. And also, I heard the sad news that a friend of mine, an NFL legend, and also product of Ole Miss, Jenna Bean, age 65. Jenna Bean has passed away. So sending him much love in NFL heaven. I remember there's like in many cities, there's a shopping center in the neighborhood right here in North Jackson, on High Cove Park Village shopping center. And I remember when I was in my teens, he had a club called Jelly Beans, you know, and many of the adults, because I was a teenager, many of the adults, and, you know, our friends and parents, they, you know, frequent there or work there or something. I went there for happy hour. But then when I became a volunteer with the Mississippi Sports Hall of Fame, I got to know him. And then when Chris Burkett, a friend of mine that was a JSU legend scout and also played for the Jets, he had opened a club in the 90s. Well, a sports, I won't say a club, but a sports restaurant in the 90s across from Tougaloo College. And many sports fans obviously frequent there, and people that love comedy and poetry, because I participate in poetry slams and all that. But of course, his peers from the NFL and celebrities would show up. And Jenna Bean Williams was a regular there, and I used to love have conversations with him. You know, wow. So sending love out to his family and everyone in Yazoo City and around the world and NFL fans, though, I don't know, but the sad news is Jenna Bean, just 65, is pretty young, has passed away. And also, we've lost others that we will talk about on Wednesday morning. The next broadcast is Wednesday and Friday. And we might have a broadcast on Saturday, but definitely Sunday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Sean Alexander will be right here discussing his books. So if you're in studio and on hold, please do not hang up. I'm trying to get it open because I have been doing my looking at updated info. Okay, no call. And if you did call and on hold, my apologies, but we have two more minutes before your until you, any calls would like to come in, we'll come. You can call. Email cutthesharpent@yahoo.com. Social media on Twitter, Beth Woods, BETHWMS. When you see Cut the Sharp, KULTRESHOKENT, that's me. You know, other companies, entertainment companies, clothing companies, because we know design too. They're out there called Cut Shock, but I have a unique spelling. So whenever you see Culture Shock Entertainment, Culture Shock Entertainment Sports, Culture Shock Entertainment Presents, Culture Shock Entertainment Market, Shock Entertainment Food, that's we, that's me. So really appreciate you and thank you for some amazing topics. And researching and been getting information regarding some amazing topics for us to talk about for you to call in about. Probably do a Springer broadcast on tomorrow and play a variety of music on Springer. So on Springer's Cut the Shock Entertainment Presents. So again, email, media kit if you'd like to be a host. Any amazing PSAs you would like to be shared, definitely send in files, MP3, WAV, and WMA. Big shout out to Amar Taborn, also to DC. Check out his song, My City, My City, if you all haven't heard it. It's an old, his native New Orleans. DC is an amazing artist who really care about the community. I guess all of us do. And a big shout out to Pepe Willie. Using the chat him on Facebook. He was like the first person Prince courted with, he and Andre Simone. I have enjoyed Pepe Willie's music since I was introduced to Prince music. And we were chatting yesterday, friends, talking about different artists and their top songs. And so it came up regarding the Time and the Time collectively and some of the members individually. And so Pepe Willie, let it be known that Do Yourself a Favor was his song, a song he had written that made Jesse Johnson really, you know, I Want to Be Your Man and Which I Love and Can You Help Me, but Do Yourself a Favor, one of my favorites too. Oh my God. And I seen Jesse Johnson back then in 85 and helped her to meet him back then. And Pepe Willie, let it be known, hey, that's my song. And then Prince did his version of it also. So I shared that throughout social media. So had an amazing convo with Pepe Willie, and I invited him on the show. And I would just be so honored if he would. And many other members, you all know that, would come to the show. I did them back into the interactive format of calling in and then being on location. We then do Facebook Lives and Insta stories. And not to mention, there is, I talk about the Jeff Franco Project page, but you know, there's the Prince, there's the Revolution in the Minneapolis Sound Project. It's a private group too. So you all come on in and let's talk some purple music, some Minneapolis sound music. Shout out also to Julian's Ride, Julian Stefani of Portland, Oregon, doing some amazing work. He's working on a project, a song called We Are One. I cannot wait to see the finished product. And you guys will see when you see the video. Why? Because many of his friends and fans and supporters and those he work with, I won't spoiler alert. I won't say anything else. I'm leaving it at that. Cannot wait to see it. Really. So again, thank you for your love and support. Money Making Monday, read Sean Alexander, the guest for next Sunday's show, Defeating Financial Anger. But I know people that have money don't want to lose it. People that need money want to make it. All of us want to say everybody has some type of relationship with money. And, you know, and so looking forward to any of you that especially are into residual income and passive income, the same. Definitely looking forward to you coming to the show also. We talk about good health. One thing Scar and I talked about earlier tonight, the importance of good health. And today, my guy, my man, Terry, and I talk about all the time is being in shape, being in good health and wealth, happiness, love. You know, it's important for us to have that. But that's something that Scar and I, that's the first thing he asked, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Ask him how he's doing. He's tired. He's not drinking enough water. Many people are not, but you all know we got to work on our immune system. Those that have good immune systems, you got to maintain them. Those of us that might maybe need to improve our immune system, everybody got to focus on their immune system. The immune system, they need to get many of my fitness and health fitness and some trainers on the show and doctors. But the gut is an important part of our immune system. Making sure our gut, our stomach is healthy. Digestive system is something that is the beginning. And then, you know what, if we have our guts and our digestive system in order, have you noticed that the rest of our, everything just falls in place? Our mental health, spiritual health, just everything falls in place. Because if we're not feeling well or our immune system down or we have a tummy ache or any kind of ache, that affects our mental situations also. So if we're feeling good in our gut and our immune system feeling good, that says a lot about how we feel. It determines a lot about how our body feels. Will we feel energized or will we feel sluggish? You know? I mean, we feel much different. As much as I love pizza, I eat like 3 pieces of pizza. Will I feel much better if I eat a really nice Cobb salad or a 3 pieces of pizza? You know, there's a reason we feel the way we feel when we eat those foods, right? I know. But foodies, you know, we eat yummy, yummy. We love the food. If it's healthy food or, you know, or we have to take like a little cheat day, a cheat afternoon, because when I cheat, it's like chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. I have to eat like the whole bucket. No joke. No joke. But, and thank you all for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Memorial Day weekend is coming up. And then we have Father's Day weekend. Many of the restrictions are being lifted, but like Bishop T.D. Jakes say, just because the lifting restrictions and shutdowns are ending, you know, you know what's right for you. And like I was listening to a reporter this morning in Carolina, she like expect if people decide to stay home or people decide to get out and live their normal lives, but following the guidelines, you know. But, you know, respect people that are still sheltering and respect those that want to get out and work and make a living and feed their families and enjoy the spring and summer. You know, there are people that are freaking out, too. There's a story where a man killed a married couple with a machete, freaking out, because of all the shutdown. So that's one thing that our governor of the state of Mississippi often mentioned, like open these parks and open these lakes and beaches so people can get can deal with their mental, you know, can get in a proper mental state. But, you know, you've been listening to Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports, and my apologies for any background noise that you heard. Again, sending love to my Terry and all of my friends and family members, to my church family, Cathedral AME Zion, Pastor Reverend Gary Adams Sr. and the First Lady in the congregation. You know, I had been religious as going to church, and then I had stopped, and now that we can't go, I'm like, I'm ready to get to the altar, you know? And, you know, I was planning on visiting T.D. Jakes' church for Easter Sunday. And, you know, I won't go into that. But, you know, some churches never did stop. There's some churches here that never did stop, but they follow the guidelines also. But, again, anyone else? I went in last week. A well-known gas station for store. I'm like, when did you all let people start coming back in? They have a shield up around our counter, and I asked them, when did they? And they were like, we never stopped. I'm like, wow. And they're really cool and really nice and everything. Anyway, I'm like, that's really cool. They said, we never did stop. We always let people come in. You know, they have a shield around their counter, and they practice the CDC rules. But when I asked the question, because I said, well, I haven't been coming in because I thought you all weren't letting customers in. And they were like, we never stopped. But maybe gas stations and with stores, I mean, they should be considered essential. Just like beauty, to me, beauty shops and barber shops and health hubs, those are essential. Their services are important to our personal hygiene and our immune system, not luxuries. There's an area where there's a need for personal hygiene, and then there's an area where there's luxury. Been in fashion and skincare since I was a child, and a person needed to get back in school and finish getting her esthetician license. Those are industries that really are instrumental to our personal hygiene and to our health, you know. But one beauty store told me it's all about the license, the type of license that they have also. But again, thank you for tuning in. Shout out to the world. Shout out to America. Shout out to the state of Mississippi. Shout out to Dallas-Fort Worth, to Texoma, to Twin Cities, New York, Midwest, Florida, small and big towns, villages, islands, all listeners. Those 5 countries I mentioned, U.S., Canada, China, Morocco. Am I going to forget somebody? Yeah, I didn't mention everybody. U.S., Canada, China, U.K., and Morocco. Thank you for my top 5. And everybody, thank you, Blog Talk Radio. Let's spread love. Let's spread love. And continue to slow the spread also of coronavirus, COVID-19, and also continue to deal with other areas of life the best we can, the happiness and the not so happy. But also before concluding, congratulations to the class of 2020 again also, and whatever level of capacity you are graduating. Also, congratulations to the educators, too, that have educated these of 2020. So, again, thank you for love and support. Until next time, which will be windy, but keep your ears and eyes open. Probably might do a Facebook or Instagram, or definitely we'll do a Springer tomorrow. I've been saying it for the past couple months, but I will do a Springer tomorrow. And then it was posted on Spotify and a couple other places. And I go ahead and work on getting a couple of Shark Entertainment reports in other places too. But then you can see my Springer also on my YouTube channel, youtube.com, Cut the Shark Entertainment Reports. YouTube.com, Cut the Shark, KULTRESHOKED. And remember, email at Cut the Shark, Inc., _bath@yahoo.com. Okay, well, thank you. And let's continue to slow the spread. And if you fail to plan, plan to fail. Remember that. God bless and thank you. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Love. Love you, Terry. I'm in the show right now. You can do some time. You want to spend. Oh, shh. I already